So you find that there's a lot of people who rose or who changed, but people already automatically concluded who they could possibly be endorsing, even if they didn't say. So in this case, you have people who outrightly say who they've endorsed. They've outrightly said it.
And also, it also comes down to your rights as a Zambian. You have every right to endorse who you think is the right candidate for you. What happens on the actual day when you're looking at that ballot paper really is up to you. And so if people decide to come out in the open and endorse a certain political figure, there's nothing that you can do about it.
Well, different sides of the coin. Others who think it's okay, there's nothing wrong with that. Others who feel, especially for the union leaders, it is not a good idea. The different views, mixed reactions that have come to around there. But President Hage Geingob has welcomed the response. And like someone also sent a message, imagine if it was an opposition leader who was endorsed. Would they still have been admitted to that institution?
Chimoike, at the end of the day, politics will be politics. It's a 50-50 kind of arrangement.
Thank you for your calls. Thank you for your messages that have come through as well. So now let's get to our news at 8 with Lucilino Gondwe.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters.
To play your part in saving our planet, join the Absa Plant 100 Free School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, food solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to plant a million trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. Giving people flying.
The headlines. Finance Minister warns that change of government could reverse economic gains. Makepeace proposes shift of judicial appointment powers to Parliament amid plans to recruit 100 judges. In global news, powerful winter storm slams U.S. northeast as New York City issues travel bans. To present the news, I'm Lucy Bello-Gondwe. Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Situmbe Komfokotwane has cautioned that Zambia's economy risks setbacks if there's a change of government in this year's general elections. Dr. Komfokotwane says stabilizing the country's economy requires a clear and disciplined vision, including working in harmony with investors, a move that he knows has been key to restoring confidence and driving growth. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Mfokotwane argues that not all aspiring leaders possess the long-term policy direction currently being pursued by the UPND, his emphasis on sustainable development rather than short-term gains. Dr. Mfokotwane states that should the UPND lose power, there is no guarantee that a new administration would maintain the same economic policies and fiscal disciplines, which could put the country's current gains at risk. He adds that prudent financial management and fiscal discipline have enabled governments to manage resources responsibly instead of spending beyond the country's means, which leads to unsustainable debt accumulation.
The risks are definitely there if there's a change in government, because it is required a vision to get to where they are. Not everyone who aspires to be leader of this country has that vision. Others may just have a short-termism of immediate gratification without looking at the longer-term interests of the country. So that vision is very important, and if we lose our president, lose our government, there's no guarantee that those who come after will have attitude.
Makhebi Zulu has called for a review of the country's judicial appointment process, proposing that judges should be appointed through a parliamentary-led mechanism rather than by the presidency. This follows government's plans to recruit more than 100 judges this year to to address challenges in the judiciary, including heavy caseloads and prolonged appeals. In an interview with CNN, Mr. Zulu, who is also an opposition Patriotic Front PF presidential hopeful, has proposed that the power to appoint judges be removed from the executive and vested in parliament, where candidates will be subjected to scrutiny and questioning to determine their integrity, competence, and suitability for office. Mr. Zulu has warned that continued judicial appointments without parliamentary oversight risks undermining public confidence in the judiciary. He adds that decision-making may lack transparency and merit under the current system. He argues that inefficiencies within Zambia's judicial system are not primarily a result of inadequate numbers of judges, but rather the caliber of individuals appointed, stressing the need to prioritize competence, impartiality, and effective case management.
We need to look at how we appoint judges in this country. We need to take away that power from the presidency and vest it in the people through a parliamentary process. We should be able to question the certain people, deal with the issues of whether or not we are able to hold the integrity of those officers, because quite a lot of things have happened and lessons must be learned from the lack of integrity from most of them that are in those offices. They are less than deserving to be in those particular offices, because they are appointed by royal patronage. At least those that have been appointed by royal patronage have shown bias in the manner that they deal with that matters. So it's not about how many we recruit, it's about how we recruit.
The government recently confirmed to Phoenix News that it plans to recruit approximately 100 judges in a move aimed at reducing the workload within the judiciary and enhancing the delivery of justice. Economist Emmanuel Kangwa is urging governments to come up with a law that protects small and medium enterprises from delayed payments after supplying goods and services. Mr. Kangwa has explained to Phoenix News that organizations which take more than 3 months to settle outstanding payments to small and medium enterprises, SMEs, should be penalized. He cites the United Kingdom as an example of a country that safeguards SMEs by levying charges on organizations that delay payments. Mr. Kangwa notes with concern that delayed payments force SMEs to borrow money from financial lending institutions to sustain operations, a situation that leads to more financial challenges for the SMEs as they have to pay back the money with interest. Mr. Kangwa, who's also managing director at the Robert Kapasa Makasa Financial Education Memorial Trust, notes that some SMEs end up closing their businesses when payments delay as they are unable to borrow.
You know, they are given a business to supply at the one mine, let's say X, mine X or ministry X, to supply to the mine or to the ministry, then they take 6 months to pay you. Have you seen? If they take 6 months to pay you, your fellow employee, whom you have employed, they expect to be paid. And they expect to pay rent, water, electricity. Those fixed costs, they want to go away. Even if the payment takes long, you have to put those. So the fixed cost actually swallows now even the capital which SMEs access from this financial institution. So we are urging government also to come up with a law to protect SMEs.
The National Union of Mine Suppliers and Contractors has urged suppliers of goods and services in the mining sector to take a leading role in championing the full actualization of Statutory Instrument No. 68 on local content, which mandates mining companies to prioritize local suppliers. Union President Nyambe Chikurune says suppliers must not remain passive, but instead push for effective implementation of the law designed to enhance local participation in the mining value chain. Speaking to Phoenix News, Mr. Chikurune notes that growing discontent among suppliers stems from perception that the statutory instrument is not yielding expected results. He attributes this to a lack of transparency by some mining firms on how they are implementing the new law. Mr. Chikorone has expressed concern.